and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting episode of Thriller Coin Talk. Today is July 24th, 2018. It's been an interesting day. Everything in the market is currently up right now, so I'm loving that. Interesting enough, there was Stellar Lumens, of course, has gone back up to 30 cents. And with that came more news today. On Friday, it actually got released that Walla, the company, is going to be providing their DALA token onto the Stellar network, which is amazing because we talked to Walla during South By, and that was one of the highlights, I would say, meeting Trisha from Walla and talking about how she saw everything rolling out and how her token sale went and everything like that, and just discussing how they were going to, you know, change the world. That's what they set out to do. And them building out this DALA ecosystem is pretty amazing, especially doing it on the Stellar blockchain. Like, they couldn't have picked a better network to do it on, in my opinion. And I remember when we talked at the time during South By, I mentioned Stellar, and she said that they were, you know, agnostic when it came to different protocols they would use. And I liked that answer because it let me know at the time that they were willing to pivot if they had to. And so today, Samir Saab actually came out and said that he gave out actually a whole Medium article. I'll put a link in the show notes about the benefits of moving DALA onto Stellar. First off, he says it's scalable. He says Stellar boasts the best combination of transaction costs, transactions per second, and average settlement time of any blockchain. The average cost of a Stellar transaction is 1/100,000 of a penny. That's crazy. I mean, we always knew Stellar was fast, but to hear somebody else say that as well and actually provide some proof to it is pretty interesting. They also said that Stellar brings liquidity. Now, this part I found very interesting. They said once an asset is issued on Stellar, it can be traded using the Stellar DEX. But we knew that, right? But they said the DEX provides pairs between two assets available on Stellar. Basically, this means this will enable users not only to exchange in DALA with XLM, but they can provide pairs to Ether, BTC, BCH, EOS, whatever you want. And with that whole stablecoin being launched on there pretty soon, holy crap, you can launch it back onto fiat, which is really smart, really, really smart. And I'm glad they're taking advantage of that. Next up, they say they enable smart contracting. So Stellar enables smart contracts. And we've heard Jed talk about this in our previous episode last week about Stellar, but he said that it wasn't Turing complete, but they can build out a subnet later on in the future that has a Turing complete, you know, capability, just like Ethereum. But he did mention that the first DALA protocol will be built on Stellar, and it will be called SOCO, a decentralized marketplace for digital goods and services, which is pretty amazing, if you ask me. And then finally, he says Stellar supports ecosystem expansion. The DALA network will become more robust, more valuable with each additional user and geographically served. No one entity can be relied upon to drive this growth. And to be honest with you, when I was looking at the Walla app that they have, I'll put a link in the show notes. I was looking at it, and you look at the reviews, a lot of people, there's a lot of 4 or 5 star reviews, but there are some 1-star, 2-star reviews, and a lot of them had to do because of the network being slow. And I wouldn't attribute that to Walla, the company. I would attribute that to Ethereum. We all know they have had issues scaling. And to me, that sounds like what that is. But to an average user that's not, you know, has a wherewithal of understanding how the blockchain works or understanding how even the Ethereum protocol works, aren't going to understand that. They're just going to know, like, why is it taking so long? I totally get that. Like, you totally get that. And I think that was one of the other reasons they wanted to move over to Stellar, in my opinion. And then finally, they say, as you can see, adopting Stellar is a no-brainer. That's what I've been saying. Beyond these core functions and protocols, Stellar's mission aligns with DALA's. And that's what's another thing great about DALA is it's a separate entity from Walla. So you can have Walla, the corporation. It's been around for a long time. Then you have DALA. It's its own token. It's its own entity. And that way you don't have this one company owning all of these tokens, right? I mean, that's what you don't want. You don't want that kind of, you know, you don't want that, right? It just makes more sense to do it separately. And that's smart. And that's how it should be done, honestly. You know, give it to the people, give it to the community, help them develop it, and then push. and then finally, they say, you know, they're so thrilled to be a part of the Stellar network and they're going to continue to provide more utility to DALI users through this multi-chain strategy, decentralized protocols, a growing ecosystem, and a consumer-first approach. I have to say, like, this is awesome. Like, I like the fact that they're doing this whole mission, and the fact that this mission aligns with Stellar's. We all know that, you know, Stellar, you know, is probably one of the only organizations that actually cares about emerging markets, and DALI's the same way. That's their whole mission for DALI, and that's what Walla wants to do. And if you guys want to check out any more information, check it out in the show notes. I just thought it was really interesting. I wanted to bring it up today at the top of Coin Talk because I feel like this is another sign that, you know, Stellar is gonna be something to contend with. The more projects that you see jumping off of the Ethereum platform and jumping onto Stellar's, it's gonna happen more and more, especially when their interests align like this. But this is just the beginning. And I know a lot of you are probably asking, well, Carr, how do you get DALI's? like, that's all I care about, Carr. Give me the coin. Like, I know that's all y'all care about. I know. I just have to give you all this stuff and why it's a good reason, you know, because I feel like a lot of you are just like, just tell me where to get it, Carr. I don't care either. I understand. But I do want to let you know that, you know, if this keeps going, and they sound like they are actually hitting the ground running on this stuff, and from what I could tell the reviews on the app, it looks legit. And not only that, like, I've talked to Trisha, you know, face to face, and I've seen her talk about this, and she has so much, you know, passion behind this that you can tell that she's not going to lose. Like, she has, trust me, you can tell, this woman does not lose. So I would say it's an awesome platform, and definitely, if you guys want to support it, go check out the information in the show notes. But yeah, if you guys are interested in the coin, let me see. The only place that I've been able to see where you can get it is on Raider Relay. I'll put a link in the show notes. You basically have to transfer it out from Ethereum to DALI. It's not even that much. It's not worth that much. But I think once it gets on the Stellar platform and once it starts, you know, driving growth, you're going to see a complete, you're going to see this go. And that's just the bottom line. and I like this. I like these like small cryptos, because these are the ones that no one's looking at, right? No one's looking at this. No one's seeing anything on this. But, you know, me, I love doing the research on it. I love finding out some new stuff. And this caught my attention. But I think we're going to be all right. Like, even if you wanted to wait till they get on the Stellar platform, they can get on the DEX or even on Stellar X, you will see a way to swap out your XLM for DALI and vice versa. And then you'll be able to purchase it that way if you want it to wait. But if you want it now, I'll put a link in the show notes. Radar Relay is the only place to go as far as I can tell. But I haven't used it, so I don't know what to tell you. Oh, and then also, I don't own any DALI. So this is just something that I'm looking forward to purchasing once it gets on, you know, once it gets on the Stellar X. So we'll see what that happens at the end of the summer. But I just want to give you guys a little preview of what's to come. Anyways, with that, let's get into Coin Talk. That's right. Let's do it.
It is time. Only crypto, coins, trades, predictions ahead. It is what you spend all day wondering. Isn't it? This crypto dream. Only on Coin Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So I do want to disclose one thing, because we've been getting a lot of emails lately from PR companies, just because thrillercrypto.com, the actual like website where our news is gathered. And you know, it's funny, like, we really only created that website just so I could have, you know, you know, like, curated news for me for the show. And it's kind of gotten bigger than I anticipated. So if anybody wants to work on it, let me know. As a web dev, you know, I can't pay you anything, but if you want some experience and you want to help out with that, by all means, hit me up. But I will say though, that we've been getting a lot of people like trying to get PR requests and stuff. And, people are trying to see if they can put their ICOs on there and stuff like that. And just all in the gray area, to be honest with you. So I just want to let everybody know right now who's listening, because they're probably listening. What we'll do on thrillercrypto.com is we'll accept your press release, but there's going to be a charge for that. I'm telling all of my Thriller Army as well, just because I want them to know what we're doing. So if you guys have a press release, I'm talking to purely crypto projects out there. If you have a press release and you want to show it on thrillercrypto.com, submit the request. There's a link in thrillercrypto.com. We charge 0.01 Bitcoin, which is like, you know, $75. And, you know, that actually donates back to Thriller Podcast, and that donates back to Thriller Crypto. Yeah, that's the only reason we're charging. And honestly, the way I look at it is most of the time, a lot of these crypto projects are going to be ICOs, or they're going to be, you know, some kind of like, you know, press release that they want to get out for everybody to cover. And they want to be seen at the very top of the page. And we provide that. Like, we provide that. You'll be seen at the very top of the page, you know, and you'll have coverage and it'll be tweeted out and stuff like that. But like, to actually get coverage here on this podcast, we're not doing that. Like, we'll put you on thrillercrypto.com, like the webpage and stuff like that. And you can submit your press release and everything like that. And then you, like, you have the front page, you have everything there. But when it comes to actually, you know, trying to like sponsor this podcast or anything, like, we're not going to do that. Like, yeah, we're not going to do that, just because, like, I feel like this podcast is really good the way it is. And I don't want to throw in ads or anything like that. It just doesn't make any sense. I feel like today, for example, I was listening to a podcast that I love. It's like one of my favorite movie podcasts. And I've noticed over the past like 3 or 4 months, they've just been adding like ads. And at first I didn't mind, because, you know, I know what it's like running a podcast. So they're running ads at the beginning of the show. And I was like, okay, cool, that's fine. Then they have an ad in the middle of the show. And I was like, okay, cool, that's fine. And then they would have an ad at the middle, like where they talk about the movie and stuff like that. And I'm like, hang on a second. Like, that's way too many ads. And not only that, you're disrupting the flow of the podcast. And I'm not sure I like it very much. So I'm going to give them like another couple episodes. And if it continues, I'm going to be like, yeah, that's, I'm going to jump off board. Because it's just one of those things that you can disrupt the flow of a podcast like big time. So, you know, I feel like where we're at right now with, you know, Thriller Podcast and Thriller Coin Talk, like, people have come up to us and said, hey, can we advertise on your show and stuff? And I've always told them no. And the reason I tell them no is because, you know, our interests don't align. And this is kind of like one of the things that, you know, I'm a big proponent of, you know, we have to get along and our interests have to align. We have to be after the same thing. And if you're coming to me and you're just trying to pump an ICO, I'm not going to let you sponsor our podcast. Like, it's just not going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want, there's other podcasts out there that are like willing to, you know, not only let you sponsor their podcast with your ICO or let you accept money from your ICO, but like, they're willing to do anything you want, you know, whatever kind of shilling you want. They'll let you do it. But here on Thriller Podcast and Thriller Coin Talk, we're not doing that. We're not doing any of that. So I just want to make sure that's absolutely clear to all the PR agencies out there that are listening right now. Like, we don't accept any kind of ICO, anything like that, any kind of sponsorship of our podcast. It's strictly just for our community. The only way I would see that is if, you know, maybe there was a nonprofit, or, you know, if there was like some, you know, something that we all could agree on, like as a Thriller Army, if we all agreed on, hey, this is a really great project and stuff like that. And if you guys hit me up with something like that, I'm talking to PR agencies right now. If you guys hit me up with something like that, I will talk to the community and see if they're okay with that. And if they are, then we'll do it. But if they're not, then we're not going to do it. And that's just the way it is. But I will say there, that's why this was another reason that we created Thriller Crypto, because I wanted to use it as a news aggregation, but I saw it was more popular. So I see that there's eyes watching that webpage every day. So if you guys want to get on there, PR agencies, you want to push your ICO or push your, you know, PR release or whatever, there's a spot for you, but you have to pay a premium to get on that spot. I'm just sorry. That's just the way it is. And because all that money that you're going to put towards that, it's going to go right back into Thriller Podcast and, you know, provide us with, you know, free giveaways and stuff like that. So the way I look at it is taking a little bit of bad, put it back in, put it back, comes out good. That's how I look at it, at least. Anyways, just want to discuss that. I think that's it. I think that's all we got. Let's go ahead and roll the disclaimer. Yeah.
Remember, Thriller Podcast does not give financial advice. He cannot tell the future, even if he thinks he can. He is just some dude trying to save the world one Satoshi at a time. We'll be right back.
you know, she says I can't tell the future, but we did call Stellar. We did call Stellar at 2 cents and Cardano at 3 cents. I'm just saying, just throwing that out there. That was last year, early on. Yeah, that's another reason why I'm like super bullish on Dala, is because I see it as another one. I'm not saying it's going to be that big. I'm just saying, like, I see it as like that, where I'm like watching it. I've been watching it. I've just been waiting. And with this one move, that was just like a boom. Okay, now you have my attention. You know, it's kind of one of those things. And that's what I do, man. I'll watch everything, because I look at this stuff every day. Every day, and I'm waiting. I'm looking at, you know, I look at the ones that we're holding, but I also look at the ones that are like way down there, and I'm looking at the ones that are making big moves. And that was a big move, in my opinion, and no one's talking about it. That's why we're talking about Thriller Podcast, because I like to keep you guys ahead of the curve. And when it's one of those things, when I realize that I go to YouTube and I type in like Dala or Walla or anything like that, and I see that no one's talking about it, I'm like, oh crap, they don't get that this is bigger news than what it is. And that's when I was like, we got to do a show. We got to do a show on it. We got to talk about it. Maybe we won't do a whole Thriller Podcast on it, because it's just too small of a story to cover. But I'm saying this is one that you want to pay attention to. That's the only thing I'm saying. And I promise I don't own any of that stuff. I do want to, but until it gets on Stellar X, I'm going to wait. Anyways, just want to give you a heads up on that. Bitcoin at $8,300. What? Yeah, it's up 8% today. Ethereum at $479. A lot of people have been shitting on Ethereum lately. Tone Bays is shitting on Ethereum. Got some other people that I call my friends on crypto Twitter shitting on Ethereum. I don't get it, man. They must not understand how hard it is to scale an entire network. Yeah, man, you got to cut them some slack. And I mean this in the kindest way. Like, they're working their ass off, you know, and it's one of those things where you have to just give it time. We are such in the early days that Ethereum will make those marks. They'll hit those, you know, TPS, those transactions per second that they want. They'll get there. It's just that people have to be patient. They have to be patient. And Vitalik's a very smart guy. Like, he's not going to, he doesn't seem like the type of guy that's not going to fulfill what he says he's going to set out to do. It's just my opinion of him. I got XRP at 45 cents. People are still buying XRP. It's surprising to me, because there's really no reason why you should be buying XRP right now, especially if it hasn't been. There's three lawsuits against it. Three lawsuits. And we know for a fact that it's not going to be on Coinbase. We know for a fact that it's not coming on Coinbase. And there's three lawsuits against it saying it's a security. And oh yeah, it's been dumped the past 2 weeks. Yeah, it's not good, man. And that's another thing too. There's this whole like XRP XLM kind of battle going on right now, and people are upset with Stellar because they're getting picked on Coinbase, and the Ripple boys are like, oh, I don't understand why you're hating on, you know, why Coinbase hates Ripple and why they hate XRP. They're afraid XRP is going to take over Bitcoin. They say all these outlandish things, and it's like, dude, you're not living in reality, bro. Like, you're not living in reality. It's one of those things too, as well. Like, these coins, they don't realize how they're perceived. And that's one of the biggest reasons why, you know, Ripple and XRP get so much crap, and Bitcoin Cash as well. It's just, they don't look at how they're perceived. EOS is starting to become one of those too, where it's not starting to realize how it's perceived. It's just one of those things. It's just kind of like frustrating, because these people are just inside their bubble, and they're not looking outside of the XRP bubble, and they're seeing only what they want to see. And it's ridiculous, because, man, if this thing tanks, man, a lot of people are going to be out a lot of money, and they're going to be like suing Ripple, the company. You know what I mean? It's really turned into that. And I hate saying that about, because it feels like I'm spreading FUD, and I'm not. But I do want y'all to realize the potential that could possibly happen there. I'm not trying to scare anybody, and this is all just my opinion. So it's just one of those things where, like, man, like, if you're holding XRP, I hope you win. Like, I hope it gets labeled a, you know, cryptocurrency. I hope that happens. Like, I really do. I want that to happen for y'all. Like, I still have XRP that I'm holding. Like, it's one of those where I'm going to lose money, but I'm willing to let it ride, because I don't have that much in it anymore like I used to. I'm willing to let it ride. But it's one of those where is if you aren't absolutely sure, because it's not absolutely sure anymore. I don't know what to tell you. I would think about moving that somewhere else. You know, Bitcoin would be a great option right now. It seems to be going up. But even then, like, you probably shouldn't be holding. If you have 100% of your coins in XRP, that's probably a bad move, in my opinion, right now. At least wait for the jury to say something. Because even if the judge comes out and says, hey, it's a security, well, shit, they can always appeal it, right? And they have two other lawsuits. Or even if one of them says, oh, it's a crypto. Like, that's what I'm saying. Just wait till something drops before investing in something that you know is not absolutely sure. It's a very scary situation to be in, especially if you have a lot on there. We got Bitcoin Cash at 864. And I promise that's not FUD. That's just reality, man. You got to take yourselves out of the little bubble that you're in, especially when, and I'm the same way. Like, I'll get into a coin and I'll just fall into that little bubble and I'll stay in that bubble and I won't get out, you know? But I like to think these days I stay out a little bit to where I get in the crypto bubble. Yes, I'm talking about crypto, and I stay in that crypto bubble, and that's talking about all the currencies, right? And all the tokens. But it's just not one of those where I'm like strictly under this one camp. Don't get me wrong. I'm super biased on Stellar, super biased on Cardano, super biased on Bitcoin. But I tell you that right from the get. I'm like, this is what I'm biased on. Don't believe me when it comes to these projects. I'm probably biased on it, which is the truth. So I'm being truthful. But honestly, you want to get outside that bubble. You want to stay in the crypto bubble. You don't want to stay. I can still put my biases aside and look at the whole market cap and see what it is. Like, that's why I'm honest with myself about Cardano. I think even if it gets on Coinbase, I think if Cardano even gets on Coinbase, I still feel like it has a long way to go before it actually sees any actual use. And I understand that. But it's one of those where you actually have to step outside yourself and not be one of those people that just jumps on board and says, oh no, Cardano's going to roll something out next month and XRP is going to have this big month and it looks like the same trend line's going up. All this stuff, yeah. Double barrel bottom. whatever they say, man. You know what I mean. You guys know what I'm talking about. You got IOTA at 99 cents. Yeah, IOTA. Tron at 3 cents. Dang, Tron. It's up 13% today. It's because they finally announced that everybody involved in BitTorrent is now part of Tron. You belong to Justin Sun now, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm not sure what he's going to do out. What he should do, what seems to be working, is get out some fucking coin, man. Like, don't be so stingy with that coin, Tron. Don't be so stingy with that coin, Justin. Like, get that shit out. You gotta give out these TRXs, man. And you have 65, what is that, 65 billion? No, 65 trillion. Damn, that's a lot. 65 trillion. Anyways, you got to give that out, man. Either through airdrops or through the whole BitTorrent community. You know, whatever you have to do, give that out, man. Don't hoard that. Don't, you know, just give it out. I'm just saying, you got to give it out, and you got to give it out fast. If you want to reach the users, you want to get people to get behind your project. Yeah, that's how you got to do to scale it. It's so easy. Like, I feel like if we ran some kind of blockchain project, we probably wouldn't be very good on the actual use case part. But I know how to scale community, and that would be the easiest way to scale a community is just to give it away. Just give it away. Give it away. Don't look at it as you're trying to, you know, save enough money. Save 3% for the company and then give the rest away. It's that simple. It's really that simple. You got Monero at $146. You got NEO at $34. You got Ethereum Classic at $16.59. We got Binance Coin, $12.10. OhmyzGo at $7. Zcash at $2.22. Yeah, I got some Zcash, guys. I had to. It's a hedge, man. It's a hedge. It's strictly just a hedge. I got Monero. I might as well get Zcash. I got to hedge it. I got to. This is the same reason why I love Stellar, but I had to hedge it with Ripple. Just had to. And turns out Stellar ended up winning. So guess what happened? All that extra Ripple that I had, I moved it back over to Stellar. Boom. The hedge is good. That's why I'm saying when it comes to like hedging, you got to hedge. The only thing I'm not hedging right now is Ethereum. I probably should hedge with EOS, but I'm willing to purchase EOS at a higher price personally because I want to see more actual use case. I want all this. I'm sure EOS is going to go pretty high this year at the end of the year, but that's fine. I want to see EOS get to a stable point, and then I'm willing to buy in. I'm not willing to buy in right now when it's so up in the air. Like, that's just the way I am. And please don't listen to me on that, because I was completely wrong. I did the same thing with Ethereum, and look where it got me. Now I'm buying, you know, really, really high Ethereum at this point. But yeah, that's just the way I am though. 0x, of course, I had to get some 0x. It's at $1.11. It's a little down, but I had to, just after researching the project and seeing where everything is and actually understanding that the two guys behind the project are pretty damn genius, in my opinion. Yeah, they're going to be around. You got Bitcoin Gold at $31.70. The Creed, $66.22. We got Lisk at $4.97. Man, Lisk has seen some bad days lately. We've got Icon at $1.30. Son, Digibyte at 4 cents. Oh yeah, man, Digibyte's gonna rise here pretty soon. We got Dogecoin. I saw Digibyte trying to get on Coinbase. Yeah, whatever it takes, man. Get out there, start social media excursion. Do whatever you got to do. See a coin at a penny. There you go. Steam at $1.42. We got Verge at 2 cents. Poor Verge, man. I don't think they're ever going to get out of this mess they're in. We got BAT at 34 cents. I'm still holding my Verge, though. I'm one of those people, like, I'll hold you because I have a fascination with you. I'll still hold you. It's regardless. BAT, of course, I hold some BAT. I have to hold BAT. I mean, at this point, if it gets on Coinbase, who knows what's going to happen with BAT. But if it does, I got to hold some. Got Augur at $30.23. I think Augur will probably be, I think after 0x and BAT get on as an ERC-20, I think Augur is going to be the next one that's going to get on there too as well. So if you have some Augur right now, I would probably hold on to it. Honestly, Augur's in a really good spot to be worth a very, very large sum here in probably by the end of this year, I would say. There's only 11 million of these in circulation. So trust me, you're going to be very, very good if this project ever gets on Coinbase, seriously. We got Golem at 29 cents. You heard it here first. You got PundiX at two tenths of a cent. Populous at $5.93. Got KenCoin at 2/1000ths of a tenth. Got Funfair at 2 cents. Man, I want to give you some more Funfair. Got Redcoin at 4/1000ths of a tenth. Dude, quit buying Redcoin out there. Stop buying it. It's not good. We got, it's not even a real project at this point. Got Enigma at our 100th coin at $1.23. There's one I'm looking for. I don't see it here. Oh, wow. Holo. Holo's. Oh, wow. It broke 80. Oh, it broke the top 100. That's interesting. Decentraland, that was the one I was looking for. 12 cents. So it's been up a penny over the course of a week. I'm still bullish on Decentraland, man. Still bullish on it. But yeah, Decentraland is one I'm looking at. Zencash as well. $31. A lot of people are holding Zencash. I'm not one of them. What else? I think that's it for the most part. But yeah, if you're on that whole XRP versus XLM, you know, fight, I would just stop at this point. And I'm sure I'm not helping at all, but it's kind of one of those things where it's just like, you know, it's cool to be passionate about a project, but to go out there and like shit on the other project just because they're doing well. Come on, man. Don't do that. Don't be that guy. Anyways, with that, let's get on to the end of the show.
The New York Times side, staying alive was no job at second hands. Moms bounced on old men, so then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son, rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes, making my way on fire skates. No question I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I will flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up right, boys on wallboard. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G's. Yo, brothers, respect mine. I ain't gonna tech now. Bam, move from the gate now.
Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
It's been 22 long, hard years. I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I'll peep at the shape of the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world. Deep. A man with a dream with plans to make cream was fail. I went to jail at the age of 15. A young buck selling drugs and such who never had much. Trying to get a clutch on what I could not touch. The court played me short and I face incarceration. Pacing, no one upstates my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life was hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from takes, giving chase, selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed, but I'm still depressed. And I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain. To learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stick up kids, corrupt cops and crack rocks and stray shots. All in a block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof. To kick the truth to the young black youth. But shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglect it for now, but yo, it got to be accepted. That what? The life is hectic.
Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been another fantastic Thriller Coin Talk. I love it. And the market's up. That's what matters the most. Now go out there, do some more research on the coins that you think are going to moon this year. Because it's happening. It's happening. August is around the corner. We're expecting some nice things from Coinbase. Thank you very much. And we need some more Bitcoin because you probably don't have enough. So go out there, buy Bitcoin, save the world. See you tomorrow.
This is the end of the show. You have been listening to Thriller Podcast with Carl Gonzalez. Remember, Thriller Podcast is not financial advice. Everything Carl said likely won't come true. It is up to you. Now go do your own research. Listen to other things that start their name with crypto. They are Carl. And remember, buy Bitcoin and save the world. One Satoshi at a time.